The Jets are preparing for their first game of the season against the Oakland Raiders at home for the whiteout. But EA, this is going to be the first time that we're going to see the three-headed monster for the Jets with the running back position.
On the Jets depth chart, there is no number two. There's three co-number ones in Chris Johnson, Chris Ivory, and Bilal Powell. We saw some of what they can do in the preseason, but we're going to finally see these guys on the field for four quarters. It's going to be interesting to see how Marty Morningweg goes about ball distribution amongst these guys. What I liked in the preseason, Amanda, is the Jets were getting to the edge, getting to the perimeter, and Chris Johnson gives this team a home run threat that they haven't had in a long time. Take nothing away from Chris Ivory, though. I'll tell you what, he's a powerful runner, but he can get to the edge as well. And Bilal Powell, as I said last week, he can do everything.
Well, EA, what about the Oakland Raiders running backs? I mean, they're very talented as well.
Well, that's right. You can't sleep on the Raiders. They were 12th in the National Football League in rushing last season. Maurice Jones-Drew, we saw a flash of MJD like he used to be in the preseason against the Green Bay Packers as he tore off a run for 40 yards. Then Darren McFadden is playing more of a third down role for the Raiders. Latavius Murray as well. He's a very talented back. And Marcel Reese, Amanda, was here last December. He rushed for over 120 yards against the Jets. And with the rookie quarterback, I expect the Raiders to try to take some pressure off of Derek Carr's shoulders and give their backs the ball, not just running it, but throwing it to them out of the backfield as well.
I was in the locker room with Geno Smith today, and he said he didn't even want to talk about last season at all, but just his preparation going into week one this year. He said he was a little bit more confident.
We've given Geno all the accolades that he deserves in the summer, but this is when these guys earn their pay, regular season. Last year, we saw him unfazed in that first game, leading the Jets to a come-from-behind victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the difference this year, Amanda, is he's got a year under his belt, whereas Derek Carr, this is his first game, and he's going to be playing in front of 80,000 crazies at MetLife Stadium.
Well, and EA, Rex Ryan just announced that it's going to be a whiteout on the game on Sunday. Clearly, I'm showing my support. Where's your white?
Well, it's Wednesday. That's why I'm wearing gray, Amanda. I think I'll break out the white on Sunday when Rex told me to.
All right. No, he's wearing it today.
That's fine. He had to. He's the head coach. I'll be there in white on Sunday, just like everybody else will be.
All right. We'll make sure you stick right here on NewYorkJets.com. We'll have more coverage throughout the week and keep bringing you the daily reports.